Kamala Harris was not torn down by any means, but she was not given a lot of political sway. You know, it's Kamala Harris, and she does her Kamala Harris-y things where she tries to act like a lawyer. She does the stupid questions, and she does. She tries to be of a female Obama with the cadence and all these things, and they try to prop her up as such. And so, even in the lead-up, she was not talked about well as far as a potential VP pick, right? She was just kind of mentioned as, oh, and Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris is there. But now the legacy media, because she has been picked, because there was nobody else, as I said in the last segment of the program. And the cover of the New York Times is the best example. Harris joins Biden ticket, achieving a first. Okay. So, oh, I forgot to mention this in the last segment. Another thing that's going to haunt the legacy media is the treatment of Sarah Palin. Even if you didn't like Sarah Palin, she's about to rear her ugly head, if you think it is, that if she is the case. Whether you like, I say ugly head, whether you like her or not. I always found her to be quite whimsical. Nothing to take serious, but I always enjoyed seeing her on the debate stage. I thought she was fine. She, you know, just tossed out red meat. Not a lot of substance, but she wasn't a really experienced politician to begin with. Of course, she wanted that. She wanted to be the VP, so there's that. But I just want to go to this tracker of Kamala Harris. And this is what I mean when I'm saying she wasn't spoken a lot about a lot, to phrase it better. She wasn't constantly hyped up. We were hearing a lot more about Bottoms, the mayor of Atlanta. Of course, Stacey Abrams would get in front of a microphone, and I'm including the ones at the drive-thru, just to say I want to be vice president. You had other people being promoted. There was the representative out in California. There was the representative in Florida. A lot of other cases were being made for other people, potentially. And this is why. This is why she was not being considered the VP. Or just said, well, she's the leader in... She was never the leader in the clubhouse, to use a golf phrase. She was never the leader in the golf house. Oh, she was never the leader in the clubhouse to be the VP. It was always up in the air. Right? Always up in the air. And this is why. On August 10th, her favorability was 39%. Her unfavorability was 42%. People don't like her. People don't like Kamala Harris. She's not likable. She's as cold as ice. She legitimately is. I'm surprised. That'll probably be the song she comes out to at the Democratic National Convention, because she is cold as ice. She is not. She makes Hillary Clinton look like your grandma. And that's saying something, because even Hillary was unlikable. Kamala Harris is even more unlikable. She has no niche. What about women of color? Is it women of color or is it black? Because you guys can't make up your mind yet. Some of you are saying black. Some of you are saying women of color. But this 2 days ago. 2 days ago, her favorability rating, she was underwater. Last night, the presumptive, this is from the same website, from YouGov.org. From YouGov.org. Monday night, unfavorable. Tonight, or yesterday, Let's see. The California, she has a favorite. Now she's got a 68% favorability rating among Democrats. Most Biden supporters, 51%, which is our significant digit, 51%, believe Harris will be an asset to the ticket. 2 days ago, she was a liability. She was underwater. Nobody liked her. Now she is. And this flip for Kamala, which these people in the legacy media, they think they're slick. They think they're actually intelligent. They're not. They're not. I give you Whitey White Sean King as an example. Talcum X, as some like to call him. He is indicative of this entire narrative switch of Kamala Harris is not really fit. She's not going to bring a lot to Joe Biden. Say, oh my goodness, she's the greatest candidate in the history of candidates. Why didn't we make her president? From Talcum X on November of 2018. Really? Okay. Talcum X writes, I'll be frank and tell you, two Democrats I'm 99% sure I won't be supporting, primarily because of their dismal history on criminal justice reform over the course of their careers. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. They both helped build and advance mass incarceration. Oh, 5 o'clock last night. I'm incredibly proud to see a brilliant black woman, an HBCU grad, chosen as vice president. He's talking about Rachel Dolezal? Oh, no, he's talking about Kamala. I'm sorry. I've done political work my whole life, grifter. It's rarely things dreams are made of. Kamala Harris is the most progressive VP in history. So everybody's flipping on this. As if the internet and Twitter doesn't exist. 4 days ago, I don't really like Kamala because nobody had her as the leader in the clubhouse to be the nominee. I don't like her. Her favorability's 39%, or her unfavorability is 42%. Oh, what about the youngins, huh? Maybe she'll bring in the young vote. We have a clip here of what Kamala Harris thinks about the youngins. Let's listen to that.
What else do we know about this population, 18 through 24? They are stupid. That is why we put them in dormitories. And they have a resident assistant. They make really bad decisions.
You're welcome, Trump. You might want to take that one. She's really brilliant, isn't she? She's an absolutely accomplished woman. This is also the same woman that was out in front. So far out in front. She was like Michael Johnson out in front with the Jesse Smollett hoax. Jesse is a kind man. We have to get to the bottom of this. And when it was revealed, she was like, whatever. I don't care. Democrats are all like Jack Sparrow in the third Pirates of the Caribbean movie. I've said this before, but it has to be repeated. I have to find the clip where they finally get to Davy Jones' locker, and Jack and Barboza meet for the first time since the first film. And he goes, Captain Barboza, how are you? It's been a while. He goes, you shot me, Jack. And he goes, no, I didn't. And he just walks off. No, I didn't. That's all Democrats are. You supported Jesse Smollett. No, I didn't. And then they just walk away. And the press gives them a pass on it.